Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And good morning, everyone. We are live today on location at a brand new number one Cochran dealership. This is the Ford Monroeville location at 3696 William Penn Highway. If you haven't been here, you should. They got some great selections, a massive selection of F-150s, special financing rates, Bronco, Sports, Escapes, you name it, they have it, a great inventory. It's a new location. Used to be Day, used to be Lithia. Now it's number one Cochran Ford in Monroeville. So good morning and welcome to our program, along with Seth Davis, who sits alongside. He's our on-site producer, and this is not the Seth David that flew in from CBS basketball analyst, same name, but who knows, we might talk sports and hoops with him. And Nathan Haluschak back at the station. We appreciate Nate the Great. You can call 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the text line. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. And our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. I always tell you, make today the day and check out their virtual wallet at PNC Bank. Of course, number one Cochran, shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. We're here today at number one Cochran Ford in Monroeville and Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about at Iron Rock. You can call us at 412-928-9370. We have a lot to get into today. This was the week the Steelers came to an agreement with Alex Highsmith, and that was just a matter of when it was going to happen. I think we all understood, and I give Alex Highsmith a lot of credit for how he's handled the situation. So many players over the years have decided to hold in, hold out, hold everything up. Not Alex. He was going to come in here. He went through the OTAs, the mini camp, even though it was somewhat risky and that he didn't have a guaranteed contract, but now he does, and he's one of those guys you really appreciate his work as a walk-on at Charlotte. He ends up being one of the best players in that conference, third-round pick. Next thing you know, he's one of the best linebackers in the game. And I think he realizes his role as a complement mostly to T.J. Watt. He wasn't going to get that kind of money, although his sack totals last year put him in a very upper echelon sort of tier. But he also knew that he had a good situation there. He was willing to take that money, which was $27 million guaranteed, $68 million. And believe me, that's a lot of money. So I'm not going to feel bad for running backs who complain they're not getting enough. They're all making a lot. But he could have, you know, got greedy about this, but Alex Highsmith did not. And I expect him to have a very big year. And this is Steelers training camp week. It opens this week, so if you'd like to opine with some of your opinions about what you think of the Steelers and the NFL in general, it's 412-928-9370. Call me up. Let me know. Nate will put you on, and Nate will let me know somehow that you're in contact. That's one thing we didn't solve ahead of time, Nate. So you can either tell me, you can DM me, whatever you want to do with regard to the calls. But there is some controversy with regard to running backs who are very offended by the fact that they're getting not as much money as some of these other positions. Well, you know, too bad. What are you going to do? This is the way the NFL has sort of emerged over the years. It is a league that puts a high emphasis on quarterbacks and receivers and offense and scoring. Running backs are very important, and I know the Steelers still have very big roles for their running backs and know that a lot of what they want to do is physical, pounding football, which starts with Najee Harris and also Jaylen Warren. Those two guys are big parts of it, but you know, it is a depreciated position when you look at the rest of the league. And as a result, because of supply and demand, you're not going to get the kind of money that you want. Saquon Barkley is now threatening to sit out. I don't think he'll do that. He'd be advised to get in there and play on the franchise tag. By the way, players are complaining a lot about the franchise tag, and we should remind those players that the NFL and its collective bargaining with Players Association agreed to this, which, you know, really extends, if teams want, their control over certain players. The franchise tag was offered up to several running backs. Tony Pollard was the only one who, I think, took it. Saquon Barkley wants more money. How important is he? And then, you know, let's move forward a few years here. What is Najee Harris going to be looking for? He's offended by this as well. I realize how much, you know, pound and ground those guys go through and they get beat up. But at the same time, it is a position that has been lessened over the years. Quarterbacks are always going to get the big money. And Barkley, you know, looks at the situation in New York and says, how do you give Daniel Jones what you gave Daniel Jones? Well, because he's a quarterback and everything runs through the quarterback. You know, you don't have many choices at this point. For me, if I was advising Saquon Barkley, I'd say play. If you want to take a page out of Le'Veon Bell, go ahead. You might make some money, but in the end, you're going to have the same regrets that he did, which is he should have just done what the Steelers wanted him to do, is take that five-year contract. It's a lot of money. It was 70-some million. He was in no danger of being cut at any point. He would have made all the money. He wanted it to be guaranteed. He didn't get what he wanted. So he held out. He got eventually a shot with the Jets, and everything went downhill after that. Your thoughts about the running back situation and also the Steelers in general, because I think this is a season in which a lot of people are very optimistic about what they see. A very good draft, it would appear, a very good free agent opportunity for Omar Khan, who I think did a very good job in his first real tour of duty there. The first thing he did was get rid of Chase Claypool. They brought in Allen Robinson. That's going to be one of the guys I believe has a really big season if he stays healthy. He is a veteran. He understands how this works. He would work perfectly in the slot for now. We'll be interested to see Calvin Austin and what, you know, he's capable of doing after his injured season last year. You know, but the bottom line is they need all those offensive linemen that they brought in to be good, to give them depth, to do the kind of stuff that I think Kenny Pickett specifically needs. And if you're going to talk about the most important player on this Steelers offense, it will and always, and it starts with, ends with Kenny Pickett. How they allow him to progress in his second year, how much trust they have in him in his second year. Will they continue to be rather conservative with how they utilize him? I hope not. I hope they give him some more free rein to do what he has to do and not wait until the fourth quarter when he's behind in a game to show off that he can be a very accurate passer. His arm strength is not up there with the Josh Allens of the world, but he's a very accurate player, a very cerebral player, and I believe that he's going to be a very improved player in year number two, which bodes well for them. It is a tough division. There's a lot of stuff going on there with all these teams. And if you look at the – if I'm telling you right now to go to a sports book, 8.5 win total, I would go over that 8.5. I think that's a pretty low total for now. That may go up by the time things, you know, get through the training camp and the preseason. But I think they go 9 wins minimum, possibly 10 on a good season, 11. But everything has to go right for that to happen. Your thoughts about the Steelers as they head to training camp this week? We'll be there live, KDK TV, starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way through. We got all 3 preseason games this year. We're happy about that. Charlie Batch and I look forward to doing that. Tonight we have a special at 11:35. Steelers training camp, all access. Rich Walsh, Charlie, myself, we kick around all the topics heading into training camp, which, of course, opens Wednesday. Actually, first public workout, for if you want to go up and watch him, would be on Thursday, starting at 1:55. Also, Pirates last night lose again. That's not breaking news. However, what was interesting in this game is how they hit Shohei Ohtani. And I guess in an only Pirate way, they can do stuff that's never happened before to Shohei Ohtani and still manage to lose the game. They hit 4 home runs off him, 2 of them by Henry Davis. Never before has a player hit 2 home runs off Shohei Ohtani. Henry Davis is the first. And yet, they gave up 8 runs again. If you're looking for optimism with regard to Andy Rodriguez, you're going to have to wait. Not only has he really struggled at the plate, striking out an awful lot, 1 hit so far in his first 4 games, but the run totals when he's behind the plate have been abysmal. 11, 10, 8. So anyone who believes that Austin Hedges is the reason that they're better on the mound. Well, this kind of information makes you think that maybe they're right, but at the same time, he hasn't hit either. I am of the belief that they just got to play these guys now for the rest of the year and just see where it takes them. I hope at some point they give Henry Davis a chance to catch. Just like last night, I was watching, and you know they're down. I don't know what inning it was, seventh or eighth inning. It was getting late. I was sitting there kind of ready to fall asleep, but I saw Jack Suwinski come up. He had just hit a 438-foot home run earlier. He has 20 on the year, and Derek Shelton decides to pinch hit for him. Now, I get that if, you know, lefty on lefty is not his thing. But to me, the point of this whole rest of the season is to see people deal with the adversities and the problem areas of their game. And for Jack Suwinski, it's a left-on-left batting. He struggled, but he doesn't get many opportunities. I would have not pinch hit Connor Joe. I would have played and stuck with Jack Suwinski. He's 24. He's got more home runs and more power than anyone on that lineup. Every time he hits one, it's over 430 feet. You need runs. He needs to get these opportunities. Same thing for me when it comes to Henry Davis. You can tell me all you want that you don't think he's good enough to catch, but the only way this is going to ever resolve itself is if he gets an opportunity to catch. So that's what this season's all about moving forward. Sure, Andy Rodriguez is going to do a little bit of both. Catch maybe for the first base. Henry Davis in right field is still an adventure. He made another error and a bad judgment of a fly ball last night. It cost them a run. That's three times in the last week that's happened. So, yeah, his bats, it plays. You want it in there. But you also would love to have him catch, because if he has that side of, that kind of offensive punch in his game as a catcher, that's a huge check mark for you as a team, because not many catchers around the league can hit like this, or at least how we think he's going to hit. But at some point, I want to see him do it. I want to just see, you know, find a position that's going to work for him. If it's not right field, where will it be? Some will say first base. All of a sudden, you're going to have move him all over the place. I want to get a good look at him at a catcher at some point. Derek Shelton told us last week on the Derek Shelton Show that he would do that at some point. So whatever struggles he's having, he's working through it. Give him a shot, just like giving Jack Suwinski a chance against a left-hand pitcher. At some point, you got to believe in him and just say, go and do it. Figure it out. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We'll get into that, and the Open Championship is underway with round number three, well into it, actually. John Rahm, that dude can play. And, you know, you thought he was out of it after two rounds. He was 12 shots off the pace of Brian Harman, who was the leader. But what does John Rahm do today? He goes out and he shoots 8 under 63, the lowest ever at an Open Championship at Royal Liverpool, which is a tough place, especially number 17 and 18. But 8 under 63, so he moved right up into second place. Now, Harmon's still on the course. He just started. He's on hole 3, I believe. Jason Day's still out there. Rory McIlroy. At this point, it's Harmon minus 9, Rahm minus 6. He's jumped all the way up there. Jason Day, Tommy Fleetwood, Rory McIlroy. Pretty impressive-looking leaderboard at Royal Liverpool. So the number again is 412-928-9370. Love to hear from you about all these topics. Whether or not you think that it's time for Henry Davis to get a little bit of time behind the plate. It's July. By the end of August, September, hopefully he's going to get a steady diet of it at some point. I want to see what both these guys can do, Andy Rodriguez and Henry Davis. Also, again, the running back situation with regard to the NFL. If you are the Steelers, Najee Harris has a nice year this year. You're going to get to a point where you have to make a decision on him. A lot of people out there would say, well, he needs a second contract. He's young enough. He's a bell cow. He's the guy who cares. But if you look around the league, you see so many examples of guys who come out of the woodwork, undrafted guys who become pretty good players. Kansas City won a Super Bowl with a seventh-round draft pick. Jaylen Warren was undrafted, got in here and supplanted a lot of guys behind Najee Harris. I still think both of those together working as a complement are good. But you get to a point where you wonder, what would the Steelers do with him? Especially if he wants the kind of money that most running backs are not getting these days. So you get a point of diminishing returns with running backs. Unfortunately, that's the way that position is. It's not one of the positions that makes money right now. And there's not much you can do if you're a running back. There was talk from Derrick Henry that they wanted to start their own union. Well, good luck with that. That's not going to work, and it won't change the way the game is played. You know, it's not like this is a collusion situation. They're not trying to keep money away from running backs. All they're doing is saying there are more important positions in this evolving game that features passing more so than anything else. You got to have guys who make plays from quarterback to wide receiver to tight ends. All those guys right now have a more prominent spot than running back, even though, for me, I appreciate what running backs can do in setting a tone and creating opportunities so that defenses have to respect it, which creates opportunities in the secondary in the pass game. It works hand in hand, but you see far and fewer opportunities for running backs to become the reason this offense works. It's a good piece to the offense, but it's not the reason today. If the Steelers are to take the next step, it has to be because of Kenny Pickett's passing, not because of a run game. The run game can help, but it has to be Kenny Pickett in year number two after what we saw last year. 412-928-9370. We will take a break here. Once again, we are live at Ford Monroeville, number one Cochran Ford. It took over. It used to be Lithia prior to that day. If you're in this area, come on out. They got some great deals on Broncos, Escapes, you name it. They got it going on here, so you want to check it out. Also, a massive selection of F-150s, special financing rates, all available for you. 3696 William Penn Highway, number one Cochran Ford, Monroeville. As they go to break, and we'll queue up some of these calls coming up after the break. Want to remind you, Jam Fest is back. It's coming up on August the 12th at North Park. We got three-on-three basketball tournaments for grades 3 through adult recreation, adult championship games. It's really a lot of fun. All team tickets proceeds benefit Folds of Honor, which is a great charity, do great work for veterans and their families. There will be food trucks, tip-off 10 a.m., Coach Dave Gray Kids Zone, and if you would like more details or registration, go to the events page at 937thefan.com, and we will give you more there. Meantime, our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochran, shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com, and Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about, a great place to watch sports. Has some great food and beverage all at Iron Rock Tap House. In the meantime, let's go to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. We begin with Tim in the North Hills. Hey, Tim, good morning to you. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Well, I'm doing well. I want to bust some off you. I still think you can win in the NFL by grinding that, running the football, keeping the other team's offense off the field. I realize you really have to build your defense, and you've got to use your tight ends and block them. Well, but I still think the Chuck Noll style thing will work in the NFL. I'm a full timer. I may be out of touch. So I want to get your opinion on it and see what you think. But I think it's possible to do that.
I think Bill Cowher used to turn up the clock in the second half after he got leads. I get all that. And when you have a run game that can be reliable, it helps you do that. It keeps the defense. It can wear down a defense. I'm not underestimating the importance of running game from that point of view. What I am saying is, you know, when it comes to big plays on offense in the NFL, it is generally not your running backs who are making them. You know, Derrick Henry, as good as he is, he's about the only guy I know who's had 90-yard touchdown runs. A guy so big, but he can fly. But at some point, you got to have quick strike ability, and most cases, running backs don't give you that. You got to be able to score points with the Patrick Mahomes of the world. And while a run game is nice, if you get a lead and you can work that run game to your advantage, that's great. But those guys are not in a position where they're the reason teams are scoring a lot of points. And I think in this day and age, that's what gets the big money. All right, Tim, thank you. Let's go to the counselor in the car. Hey, counselor, how are you doing?
Hi, Bob, how are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Well, I understand that Pickett's going to take a big leap forward this year, but I think they have got to also not try to, you got to walk before you run. I understand they need to throw down the field more. It has to be. But I don't think they should actually turn this into, you know, what Joe Burrow does for Cincinnati. I just think that they need to use, I'm not saying run heavy, but they need, I'd say, about a 55% passing to a 45% run game. That's just my opinion.
Well, listen, if Kenny Pickett can do what Joe Burrow does, why wouldn't you want him to do it?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, first of all, I don't think he has a Chase Claypool. No, excuse me, not Chase Claypool. Chase, I can't think of their wide
Jamar
receivers.
Chase.
Yeah, Jamar Chase and the other guy type of wide receivers.
Yeah, T. Higgins, they got a lot of good pieces, there's no question. But if Pickett can do that accurately.
If Dante Johnson and Kenny, George Pickens turns out to be those two guys, okay. But I'm just thinking that I don't know that Seminole is a pass, whatever you want to call it, pass-type guard. You know what I mean?
You're right about that. They are a physical offensive line. That's what they desire to be, which would help them in running the football. There's no question about that. And I'm not disputing the importance of that. What I am saying is if you're going to win in this, especially in this AFC, where you got Rodgers now, you have Mahomes, you have Burrow, you have Josh Allen, you have Trevor Lawrence, eventually you got to be able to keep up with them. And if you fall behind, you can't run the ball. You got to be able to do some things in the passing game. That's why I hope this year Matt Canada will entrust a lot of confidence in Kenny Pickett so that he can come out and do some things early in games as opposed to waiting later when they need to pass. I want to see them come out that way. And that doesn't mean they ignore Najee Harris or Jaylen Warren. What it means is you try to make that a strength of yours so that this defense you're going up against week after week, whatever it may be, they have got a lot on their plates. They got to learn how to stop a run game, but they also have to beware of Kenny Pickett going down the field.
Okay. Like I said, I don't mind throwing it down the field, and I don't mind throwing it down the field early in the game. I'm just saying, I don't know that you can go like, I'm going to use a bad metaphor, but run and shoot, for lack of a better term.
Well, that's not even what I'm suggesting. They're not going to throw the ball 80% of the time, and they shouldn't. They have other things they can do with this offense. I'm just saying, if you have a quarterback who's capable of doing that, ultimately, and we're talking, this whole conversation started with money, and running backs complaining that they're not getting paid their fair share. Well, you can't control the way this game has evolved. It's more of an offensive game by design than ever before. Running backs' roles have been limited. They're not the same that they once were. Now, maybe in Pittsburgh they're going to try to buck the odds there and go with, 25 rushes, 30 rushes a game. If that's the case, they better have an offensive line that can win those battles. But generally speaking, I think you want to, why would you draft Freiermuth? Why would you draft Washington? Why would you draft Pickens? All of these guys are big play potential guys, and they know that's the way you have to have those abilities, those threats in your offense. So it's nice to have all of it, but when it comes to running backs complaining about money, listen, it is strictly supply and demand, and their role is not as important as it once was, and that's just the facts. So Saquon Barkley can sit there and complain all he wants if he wants to. All of those guys can do it, but they're not going to get their way. And guess what? Your league, your union representation, agreed to a franchise tag, which doesn't help you in free agency, because even though your contract's expired, the team can still reclaim you by slapping that tag on you. So they agreed to that with the thought that you'd get a big-time one-year salary, but most of these guys want guaranteed money. They don't want the 1 year. But for me, $10 million is $10 million. I wouldn't complain. I'd play. All right. Thank you, Counselor. 412-928-9370 is the number. I want to remind you, once again, we're at Ford Monroeville. Number one Cochran Ford took over Alithia. It's 3696 William Penn Highway, if you know where that is. About a mile and a half away from their Mega Center, but it's right down here. Great selection of F-150s, special financing rates, Broncos, Sports Escapes, you name it. They got it. Check out the new number one Cochran Ford in Monroeville. So, this debate's going to go on, and I'm sure we're going to see it in training camp as well, where some of the running backs, and I'll be anxious to hear what Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, not so much. He's undrafted. There were not a lot of expectations. He worked himself into a role, and he's one of those guys, if he does get offered another deal or a better deal, he'll take it, regardless of where it is in terms of how it stacks up against other running backs in the league. It's just plain and simple what we're talking about here. Running backs feel victimized. They're not. It's just the way the system has evolved, and the position that they play is not as important as it once was, generally speaking. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ken in Cannonsburg. Hey, Ken, what's going on?
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Hey, I think
I'm great. How are you today?
What's happening? Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. I'm really excited about the upcoming season here. I think what's happening is the play action is really going to come into play. And I think that to set up a good running game to start will actually clear the way for Kenny to have a very successful season. So instead of the pass first, run second, run first, pass second, set up the play action, I think it's really going to be key to their success this season. Want you to know your feedback.
All right, but my question is about how much money running back should be paid, and can you sympathize with them? Or just say, listen, it's the way it's gone. You're not going to get the kind of money you deserve, period. I mean, tell me a more disposable position. And I say that with all due respect to these athletes. But you could find running backs anywhere. And that's one of the things that teams like Kansas City have done and others. And look at the Steelers. And look at Denver when they brought in Philip Lindsay. You can get guys who are undrafted and have the same impact. You won't find the same receivers that way or any other position. So that's why it's been downgraded as a position, I think.
I think it's a fair assessment. I understand why running backs want more, because their shelf life or their season is much shorter than other positions, but truly they are interchangeable. I agree, Bob.
All right, Ken, thank you very much for the call in Cannonsburg. Appreciate that at 412-928-9370. We're going to Uniontown right now. We have Eric, who joins us live here at number one Cochran, Ford, and Monrovia. What's up, Eric?
What's up, Bob? How are you today?
Great. What's going on?
Hey, Bob, I do want to agree with you on the running back situation. I think they are a dime a dozen. Heck, we got Willie Parker for, what, in the sixth or seventh round, I believe? But, you know, that's not what I really called.
He was undrafted.
Was he undrafted? Yeah, I knew it was a late thing. But I really called about, you know, where are the Pirates and Penguins going to play on TV next year? Ohtani pitched last night. I bet the ratings were terrible. I called on one of the shows yesterday and said I bet the Women's World Cup team would double the ratings than the Pirates did last night. But, you know, will we be able to watch?
You would be wrong on that one. The ratings do not back what you just said yet.
Wow, okay.
But I get your point. You're asking, but you don't want the streaming stuff, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm getting ready to cut the cable, so I'd appreciate the streaming, but I'd like to see them somewhere. Because who knows where they're going to be. But I bet the ratings aren't as great as we think.
Where? On stream, you mean? Or
no, on the Pirate games themselves. Like I said, Ohtani pitched last night. Those ratings should have been through the roof.
They were better than normal nights. Yes, they were. It's late night, so that factors into it. But generally speaking, when your team stinks, you're not going to get the ratings, period. They've been down for the last several years until they show that they could be a contending kind of team.
Right. No, I understand that. I just it's a troubling situation, you know, and I know that's the only way to fair market baseball is to get a better TV contract, and I just don't see it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, but I'm just looking as you're talking to me about – I have a thing of ratings here. Now, this is since the All-Star break, and this is according to Major League Baseball that their viewership is up 14%. That's generally – I don't have specifics on Pittsburgh right now, but 14% increase, and they're doing it through all these different streaming services, which, you know, in the end, most people – have a problem with it just because you got to figure out what you're doing with, and it's going to cost you more too. So with regard to the Pirates and Penguins, I'm not sure what they're going to be doing. I know they're having discussions. I know they want some games on regular commercial television, which is why I think our station's been involved in talking to them about some possibilities. But you know, you're right. It's difficult to try to figure out where games are. One day it's an Apple stream. The next day it's on Peacock. The next day it's here and there. And most people do not get it. I'd like to know how that affects overall ratings, but I don't have those numbers in front of me. But thank you for the call. 412-928-9370. We're due for a break. We'll take it again. Reminding you, we're live here at number one Cochran Ford in Monroeville. Come on down, say hello, see all their great inventory. If you like F-150s, and a lot of people do, they have some special financing rates right here. Broncos, Sports, Escapes, a lot of great stuff here at number one Cochran Ford, 3696 William Penn Highway. We will continue. Want more phone calls, 412-928-9370. Let me know what you think about running backs, where their prices are, where they should be. Have they become a forgotten part of a football team, generally speaking? Are they disposable enough where you don't have to sign them long term? All of these topics coming up, as well as the Pirates and what they're going to do moving forward with some of these young guys. And I will say this about that. If this group doesn't succeed as a whole, I don't know where they go from here. This is essentially the future of the Pittsburgh Pirates over the next 2 years that you see with this lineup and the people they have once they get O'Neal Cruz back. Your take on that? 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Thank you to PNC Bank. Make today the day. Thank you to number one Cochran. Drive 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com and Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. On your way to Steelers training camp, check them out. It's right there by the Live Casino. We'll be back with more of your phone calls right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, we're back live once again at number one Cochran Ford in Monroeville, 3696 William Penn Highway. Put that in your GPS. Come out here and check out the massive selection of F-150s, special financing rates. And for Ford fanatics, there's no place like number one Cochran. They have locations in Allegheny Valley and Butler County. And this new number one Cochran Ford in Monroeville has just now joined the team. And that means they are celebrating with grand opening offers. You get three times the pricing power, three times the selection, three times the thrills. Low financing rates, limited one-time specials, service savings, all sorts of stuff going on. Number one Cochran Ford in Monroeville. And for those of you heading up to training camp, I just wanted, because we got some text or some tweets on this, just make note of this. Open practice schedules, all these times are going to be at 1:55 in the afternoon. Gates will open at 11, 1:55, July 27, 28, 29, 30, August 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Now, August 4th is the Friday night lights one at La Trobe Memorial Stadium. That's a 7 o'clock start. The only other one that changes is the final one, August 17th. That's a 10:30 a.m. special start. And fans, you can enter lots and gates at 11 a.m. for those 1:55 practices. Tickets for afternoon practices are free. However, you have to go to the mobile ticketing website, Ticketmaster. There are going to be food trucks there, all sorts of other stuff going on as well. We'll get you set for that. Coming up tonight, we have a special Steelers All Access, 11:35 on KDKA. Join me, Charlie Batch, Rich Walsh. We'll break it all down for you and get you set for the opening of training camp. It is here for Steeler fans. In the meantime, let's go to the phone lines. We have Mike in Peters Township joins us here today. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to report that Miguel Andujar is the leading batter in the International League. I don't think this is getting enough publicity. What do you think?
Well, he is, but, you know, he had a pretty good bat when they acquired him. He came here, didn't do much. After a short trip back, he came up, didn't do much, and now he's lighting it up down there. And listen, for a team that's struggling offensively, I'm okay if they want to bring him back up and throw him right back in the starting lineup. But I don't think he's part of their future plans. So I think that's one of the reasons why he remains down there.
Yeah, he's only 28 years old. And, Bob, here's the truth. I have studied the AAA, AA, High A, Low A. There's nobody in any of those teams that have a higher batting average than 260. 260. They have two guys at Greensboro that are hitting about 308 and 300, but they're like singles hitters. They're not prolific hitters. So they don't have anything.
Hey, Mike,
wait, one more thing, Bob.
But let me just tell you, his average while he's in as a major league player is 229.
Well, yeah, but what's that have to do with what he's doing today, really? Because
what it has to do with, he can't bring that same level of performance and production to the majors when he's been given opportunities. You know, like a lot of guys, it's not as easy down, you know, down there. He's figured it out. There are a lot of players who do that, but they get a call back up here and it doesn't work necessarily. But I'm not ruling it out. If he's consistently hot, they should give him a chance.
This is over 70 games. A couple things. His rookie year, he had 49 with the Yankees. He had 49 doubles, 29 home runs, 295 batting average, 1,000 OPS. That's the first thing. And let's see what else.
Well, Mike, I get it, and thank you for the call, because I do understand that. But he fell off a cliff after that, to the point where the Yankees didn't want him, and he came here and had his opportunities a couple of times. And, you know, I don't know if he didn't get enough of it, but when he had the opportunities, it didn't work here, so they sent him back down. Now, he's given credit. He's working his butt off, and he's hitting the ball like he did back in his rookie season. Should the Pirates encourage him to be back? Yeah, you know, the way they're struggling offensively. But they also know that Suwinski and, for now, Davis are going to occupy these spots. Where do you play them? And I don't think they want to give up those young at-bats to some of those to someone who's 28. That's just the way it looks right now. Can it change? Sure. George in Manassas joins us right now at 412-928-9370. Hey, George, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bob? Hey, regarding the running backs, I mean, I agree with you. It's funny how years ago, probably the last dominant running back was Adrian Peterson, but I think a lot of it has to get back to the college game that kind of was ahead of the NFL, going, you know, pass heavy and getting away from the run first offense. But exceptions, I would think, to this running back thing would be like McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook, who were excellent pass catchers. But, you know, I think the days of, like, you know, running the ball like with Derrick Henry and pounding it are over. But it's just the way the game has evolved. But I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, the way the colleges are, that kind of carried over the NFL. So there's really no need for the, you know, dominant running back.
Yeah, even in a case like McCaffrey, he ended up being traded to San Francisco, and he's been good out there. There's no question, but he can do both of those things extremely well. I don't think Dalvin Cook still has a job at this point. For whatever reason, there are no takers on him, and he's a pretty talented guy. I guess the point is that it is a disposable position compared to others, especially quarterback, so that after a few years of taking that kind of wear and tear on your body, most of them are not going to be as effective for second contracts, which is why most of them don't get them. So,
yeah, there's a lot more running quarterbacks again now than there were. Like, you had Randall Cunningham and all them back in the day, but now you're getting back to the Jalen Hurts, and now the quarterbacks are taking a lot of that scoring, right, and running away from.
But
the
it's interesting. You know, down in Baltimore, they seem to fancy themselves on making Lamar Jackson more of a pocket passer, and I would be in big disagreement with that if I was covering that team, just because of his abilities, you know, when he tucks it away and runs. If you take that out of his game, or you reduce it because you don't want him to be that guy out there getting hit on running plays, then you're going to take a big part of his game away from him. So that's the one exception that I see out there. But you're right, a lot of these guys are more mobile, so they can do things on the fly. If you're a running back, you better be able to catch the football, and I think Najee Harris can do that. I think Jaylen Warren can do it well. So we'll see how their roles emerge this year. But I would bet that while the running back play will get a lot of consideration, it's not going to, you know, they're going to split reps, I think, or at least 60-40 in favor of Najee Harris. But I bet you out of those, you know, he'll be called upon to catch the ball a lot more than maybe we've seen.
Moore's taking a risk by putting their faith in Lamar passing the ball, so see what happens there.
Yeah. Be very interesting. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Thank you to our sponsors once again, PNC Bank. Make today the day and check out Virtual Wallet. We're here at number one Cochrane Ford in Monroeville, but our thanks to number one Cochrane everywhere. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com and Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about at Iron Rock Tap House, right next to the live casino. In the meantime, it's time to check out Fan Weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Check out the Trailblazer, Equinox, and all new redesigned 2024 tracks online, sunchevy.com. Today, partly sunny. It's actually going to be more pleasant than it was yesterday before the rain came in the night before. 79 degrees is going to be that temperature. Tonight, low of 59. Tomorrow, temperature increases to 83 under mostly sunny skies.